I'm at Mavericks, and it's a privilege to meet the members of Young Rival from Hamilton, Ontario, the Hammer. So it's great to see you again, and it's been a while as well.
You too.
So introduce yourselves, and what do you play?
My name is John, and I play the bass.
I'm Aaron, and I play the guitar.
I'm Noah, and I play the drums.
So I heard your band was a quartet, and now it's a trio. What happened?
we forgot Kyle and Hamilton.
Yeah, we just left.
We knew we forgot something.
I guess Kyle just got to a point where he didn't want to be in a band anymore.
It's a very amicable situation. There's no harsh feelings or anything. He just he's kind of moving on to some other things, and we've kind of worked things out. So
yeah,
trucking ahead.
So wasn't he a photographer or something? Because I remember I talked to him about cameras.
He did a bit of videography work, and he does some multimedia work, yeah.
So that's probably why he shifted his passion.
Yeah.
I think so. We're building up a more conventional career, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So how's the current tour been so far?
Been great. So far, just last night.
Yeah, the show was great.
We actually,
our van died on us on our way to Montreal, so we had to make some very quick decisions so that we could rent a car and find our way to Montreal.
We rented an Impala and drove to Montreal, and we're touring in an Impala right now. Big red Chevy Impala.
Is it not a Toyota?
No. I think we could probably have gotten a really good deal on a Toyota if we rented one right now.
I think it was a big American car.
We could have gotten two Toyotas for the price of one.
So what's the significance of this tour of the Sadies?
I was just like, this is our first string of shows as a 3-piece, so for us it's what better band to tour with and start playing, you know, debut ourselves as a 3-piece essentially, with a band that's taken us out on the road before and that we have a great rapport with, and it's perfect, so. And it's also in anticipation for our CD release, which is going to be April 13th.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So you got a new album coming out soon.
We do.
Can you give a glimpse of what's in store?
Yeah, sure. It's not so much a departure, I guess, from the EP as it is a growth on what we've been doing. I guess bands don't typically put their attention towards doing something different rather than they do just grow organically and naturally into different things, which I think is the album is just another extension of music that we like to create and fool around with. So it's a rock and roll album for sure. And there's different things. It's definitely a new nice. It's gonna be a really great record.
So any changes in the music?
Certainly not with this record, as we wrote it with Kyle in the band still. So, the fact that we're a 3-piece now is not really... It didn't have an effect on what we were writing, really, essentially. What I'm trying to think. I'll take your time. Do what you think is
right. Move into the city. Does your style of music get mistaken for Tokyo Police Club or any other bands?
Not really. We've never been compared to them.
We have gotten some funny comparisons in the past. Well, funny to us, because people might say we sound like a band or remind them of something that we never even listened to. But
I think any like of those similarities, like we sort of have similar, like they're friends of ours, and we roll in a similar circle with some bands in Toronto, so maybe people would lump us in like that. But I think musically, we're not.
I think we come from very different places.
Yeah, just the Tokyo Police Club just popped in my head.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah,
that's probably why. Are they a trio as well? I forgot now.
They are four a four piece, yeah.
Okay.
One of them hides behind keyboards, though, so maybe you don't.
Which bands and musicians are you friends with?
I guess that
the Sadies.
They're great. We stayed with Luke Lalonde from Born Ruffians
last night.
Flat in Montreal. We're friends with the Born Ruffians. Noah ran into Tokyo Police Club. Was hanging out with Dave in California this weekend. Just met Bloodshot Bill last night formally and hung out with him.
It's kind of one of those things when you spend enough time playing in Canada, you meet a lot of bands.
Yeah, you know them all, really.
How about Eric Kills?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Very good friends with him.
And there's a singer I met a few weeks. His name is Matthew DeZote.
Yeah, I've never met him, but he's a local guy in Hamilton. Yeah. talented. Mm-hmm.
Which bands or musicians you wish to collaborate with?
In terms of collaboration, we've never really been much for that. We've always kind of done our own thing. In terms of tours, I think we are going to have a. I'm not going to speak too soon, but there's a lot of things in the works with friends of ours, aforementioned friends of ours. but we'd love to tour with the Born Ruffians or the Sadies or,
Yeah, it's great half the fun of touring is getting along with the people you're going out on the road with. And if you can tour with a band that you get along with off stage as much as you do on stage, it makes it that much more enjoyable.
So what's your favorite song from your Carbon album? It's like that you like to sing a lot?
Hard to say, I don't know.
What does the crowd love?
I don't know. We've only played...
We haven't had a chance to road test it all that much, so it's hard to say what... there's a song called Authentic that's going to be on the album, which is actually a song that we've been playing for quite some time, which always gets a very good reaction. So I could definitely say that one stirs things up, for sure. It's a tried and true one of ours that's just been working for quite some time, so we figured we'd better record.
Since you have only one music video out, what was the challenge to making the music video to your island?
Why did we make a video for your island? I think it just kind of... painted a good picture for somebody to kind of run with an interesting video idea, and we thought it was a really great single, and that it could really, it was probably out of all the tunes on the album the one that could do the most for us at that time. I figured the most accessible one that people would really latch on to. I think that was a lot of the thought process behind that as well.
Was there difficult in getting funding from Video Factor or something else?
Yeah, they just switched over to now it's called MuchFact. But it's a process. It's like any grant application. It's like sort of tedious, but that's what we did. The people that want it and the people that don't. So we were lucky enough to get one.
So what was unique about the music video?
It was for us, it was the first
the
one we did. So it was just, we showed up that day. It was like
a lot of cuts
and. Yeah, and we had virtually no sleep. We had a show the night before in London, so we kind of rolled in at, something like 5 in the morning or 6 in the morning.
We had to be there at 8.
And it was almost just really surreal. We had no idea how much of a production was kind of behind. We kind of thought we'd show up and there'd be a couple guys with cameras. But there was all these lighting rigs and the full crew of guys and food, and it was
people.
All right. Lots of people.
It was great. It was
fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was freezing, freezing cold. It was so, so cold. The set was like... unbelievably cold. I can't stress that enough. But it was great. The whole thing was like a real new experience for us, and it was lots of fun.
So is your island like influenced from a Beach Boys song? I'm just making it up right now. It sounds like something like that. Like
cool.
70s, 60s music?
Yeah,
right.
Like,
certainly like a lot of the stuff we love is from that era, so a lot of people pull that out from as far as inspiration.
Yeah.
So who's been supportive towards your music career? Like media, friends, family, whoever?
All of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's really gotten behind us. Family, huge. Absolutely, our family has helped us out a lot. Friends, fans, people who support us.
Yeah, a bit of everyone is always kind of... you kind of need all of those, like friends, family, radio. Lots of like college or local
campus
radio stations have been very helpful.
Yeah.
We've
got a lot of people that are behind us. And it's great.
You need that support really to do anything, to keep it going.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Ottawa?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we've had some really good shows here and toured through with some really great bands and yeah, good support slots and good headlining shows. It's a really like sweet place to play, and Sean, who is the promoter that always has us down, has always really been a good guy to us.
What do you think of the fans in Ottawa?
They're great. Yeah, yeah, it's usually like some of our funner times when we're touring Eastern Ontario up into the East Coast and everything.
So how do you rank the Ottawa crowd?
They're up there. It's like one of our favorite cities to play for sure.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
So what's your favorite food in Ottawa?
In Ottawa, far the pizza.
I don't think we've really established a go-to food place in Ottawa yet. We always end up getting something different.
Mm-hmm. So when I mentioned interview bands, they said shawarmas.
Yeah, I like falafels.
Typically, when you're rolling through a town on tour, you don't have too much time to go out and have a nice dinner. You got a sound check and bebop all
get
over.
Some pizza. I think I'm going to get pizza too.
Yeah, I think we are getting pizza yet again. So, the pizza's great, you know.
So who does the updating for the Young Rebel website?
I do most of it, and then Noah helps out with the tweets, you know, the Twittering.
Man.
He's tweet man.
I'm the tweet man.
So any new games for your website?
No, not yet. But
there's a couple ideas that have been floating around. So
I think we should put something together for the new album. Maybe.
Anything for putting in an iPod Touch or iPhone?
That's a good idea.
Is that too tricky?
I think we should do like a T-Pain had his own app for the iPhone. I think we should do like I Am Young Rival, but I don't
know.
Right. I don't know.
We'll have to get our thinking caps on. Yeah.
Has social media become a time waster for you guys?
To a point, but it's
it's waste. Yeah,
yeah, it's something that's necessary for a band. I think
it's really important.
What's this? What?
Social media,
like Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah,
we rely on it, and that's how people find out that we're coming through town.
Yeah, it makes our job a lot easier. I mean,
well, who's hooked on the most?
I'm a pretty big geek when it comes to stuff like that. I'll step forward and admit it.
And lastly, do you guys make any pranks to one another or to other bands?
No.
Any funny stories?
We fool around. We're all great buddies, and we all get along really well. And
we joke around a lot, but we never do anything at anybody's expense. And I think that's the key to keeping a band together.
Thank you for taking time to doing the interview.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks for supporting us.
Can't wait for your new album in April.
In April 13th through Sonic Onion Records. Yeah.